Continuing with the New Testament Hohen Version, copyright 2011, all rights reserved, read by Frederick Hohen, Galatians chapter 3. O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you so that you won't obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ has been evidently set forth, crucified among you? Just tell me this. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Are you so foolish? Having begun in the Spirit, are you now made perfect by the flesh? Have you suffered so many things in vain, if it is now in vain? He therefore that ministers to you the Spirit and works miracles among you, does he do it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Just like Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him as righteousness. Know, therefore, that those who are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. And the Scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached the gospel before to Abraham, saying, In you shall all nations be blessed. So then, those who are of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse. For it is written, Cursed is everyone that doesn't continue in all the things that are written in the book of the law to do them. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident, for the just shall live by faith. And the law is not of faith, but the man that does them shall live in them. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, Cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree. So that the blessing of Abraham would come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, so that we would receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Brothers, I speak in the style of men, though it is but a man's covenant, yet if it's confirmed, no man cancels it or adds to it. Now to Abraham and his descendants were the promises made. He doesn't say, and to your seeds, as about many, but as of one, and to your seed, who is Christ. And this I say, that the covenant that was confirmed before by God in Christ, the law, which was 430 years later, can't cancel, so that the promise would be of no effect. For if the inheritance is of the law, it is no more a promise, but God gave it to Abraham by promise. What purpose then does the law serve? It was added because of transgressions, until the descendants would come to whom the promise was made, and it was ordained by angels in the hand of a mediator. Now a mediator is not a mediator of one, but God is one. So then, the law, is the law against the promises of God? God forbid. For if there had been a law given that could have given life, truly righteousness would have been by the law. But the Scripture has concluded all under sin, so that the promise by faith of Jesus Christ would be given to those who believe. But before faith came, we were kept under the law, shut up to the faith that would afterward be revealed. So the law was our schoolmaster to bring us to Christ, so that we'd be justified by faith. But after faith has come, we're no longer under a schoolmaster. For you're all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many as of you who have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you are Christ's, then you are Abraham's descendants and heirs according to the promise.